Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Thanksgiving is this coming Thursday, and it's an important day for reflection. Given the hustle and bustle during this time of year, you may be looking forward to getting Thanksgiving over with and then onward to the rest of the holiday season. But if we actually slow things down a bit and take a little quiet time to think about the many blessings each of us has in our lives, this time of year can be truly one of where families come together in celebration. The Thanksgiving dinner table is a great place for this to happen. Now, when family members come from near and far and are not used to getting together on a regular basis, it can be awkward at times of thinking what to talk about. So I have a few suggestions for dinner table conversations. When everyone sits down and the blessing is over, the first topic of discussion should be the results of our recent presidential election. Yeah, I know that Uncle Jim is a left-wing liberal nut and my brother is further right than a Tea Party conservative, but I'm sure they will be able to have an adult conversation enlightening everybody about Hillary's honesty and Donald Trump's treatment of women. In fact, you might want to start out with those two attributes, and if you need more time for discussion on the topic, talk about the Electoral College process and who won the popular vote. Once you feel you've thoroughly covered this issue, let everyone know by waving your hand, so they can begin taking the cornbread stuffing out of their ears to hear the next topic of conversation. And since you're probably well into dinner, for those who are still at the table, I recommend this topic be how good the food tastes. 22-year-old cousin Ginny has just become a vegan, and she wants to know if there is any turkey broth that came in contact with her carrots. She was sure there hadn't been because she said she really liked them. That's great, Jenny, because we want everybody to be happy. Grandma says the turkey is a little dry, but add it's nothing an extra quart of gravy can't take care of. Uncle Bob chimes in and says, now, Grandma, you're just having a little trouble remembering these days what good turkey tastes like. It's fine. Grandma replies, the only thing I'm having trouble remembering is when the last time I enjoyed having dinner with you. Okay, maybe we need to go on to another topic. Let's talk about your sister's upcoming divorce and see if any of us has some good advice for her during this stressful time. Cousin Sam says, I'd have gotten rid of that dirtbag years ago. Sam's wife, Louise, replies, now, Sam, he has just had some challenges and you need to be a little more considerate. If you have any of these conversations this Thursday, one benefit is that you probably won't ever have to host another Thanksgiving dinner. Got you thinking? Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.